Everybody, this is Packet Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 427. I am here with Connie, Practomagic 9, and Tom, your friendly neighborhood atheist.
Jawohl.
Jawohl.
Number Nazis.
I'm a number Nazi. I came across, well, this apparently was a, I just found this now, but it was back in January, unfortunately. Shit, forget that idea. God damn it. I had a good story here, and it says Republican lawmakers in five states have proposed bills to criminalize peaceful protests, but that was from January 19th, so I guess I didn't look at the date on that one. So that's
How about Trump's address to Congress, where he made 61 statements and 51 of them are lies? I'm not sure if that's really news at this point, but it's current.
Yeah. I was listening to the radio this morning, and they're sucking dicks, Trump's dick over the radio. I was like, oh, he did a really good job. He was right on point on everything.
There's not enough to share. Sorry.
No, you're right. There isn't. Well, I wouldn't want any of that anyways.
Nope. Orange is not necessarily a natural color in nature.
well, no, actually, orange is a natural color. Just his color of orange is not a natural color.
No. No, I joke, but. Actually, the story that I found which is the only one I found for hot news, because I didn't ask you earlier if it was a long show today, Friday, was about Trump. Google was saying that, again, 61 of his statements that he made in his address to Congress last night, 51 were lies. And they have, and they've got the, well, they have the documentation. I haven't fully gone through all of it, but. Yeah, I don't know. Tom, do you have any hot news?
Not really.
Well, let's.
I'm afraid my phone was down on Monday and then Tuesday. I didn't get a chance to do too much, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I've been taking care of a grandchild. For the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 days, and so.
So that's
not
my
that's lend a, itself.
That's Maya failing. Yeah. That's a Maya failing.
That doesn't lend me to be able to be on the internet, because if I have my computer out, he thinks it's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, CNN. 37 minutes ago, Pentagon looks at authorizing some raids without White House approval. Interesting, CNN. Awesome.
They want to approve raids without the. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's one on another CNN. World's oldest microfossil found. Because I'm not sure what a microfossil is.
It's a very
small fossil.
It's a very, very small fossil of Donald Trump's penis.
How do you dig those things up?
Yeah.
Ancient fossils are found in, oh my God, NUVVUAGITTUG.
I have no idea.
UQ, exactly. That's how.
I have no idea.
It's in the supercrustal belt of Quebec, Canada.
Oh.
Supercrustal belt?
The supercrustal belt.
Is that anything? they're like the Great Barrier Reef, the supercrustal belt?
Hmm.
Is that
where are you going for vacation? The supercrustal belt. dig up some microfossils. But the oldest life forms, or at least evidence of the oldest life forms that they found evidence of.
Is that scientists may have found the earliest
years.
Evidence of life on Earth? Is that the name of the? I'm on CNN.
World's oldest microfossils found.
Is that going to say? Is... Open. This must be. This might.
It's from 4 hours ago, presumably.
I have it. Yeah, it's World Old Microfossils. It's in a tech thing, so that's tech.
Yeah.
And
now, they start calling things like microfossils. You can understand why creationists are like, "Oh, they're just making stuff up." So what else are you gonna call it? I mean, they're to find. You know, how do you find fossils of cells? And that's just basically what it is.
In Canada, eh? It's maple syrup, right? God.
Don't mind me. I'm looking for a tech story, actually.
Actually, that is a tech story, but put it in the chat room at the Hangout.
Okay. I've got something here. I haven't... Hold on a second. Let me just get if I can get this to copy.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to talk about Tom's order. The discovery comprises tiny filaments and tubes formed by bacteria that lived on iron, according to a statement released Wednesday by the University College of London. They were found in quartz layers in something something Quebec.
They're in something something.
If you saw the word. I don't know how to pronounce it. Our discovery supports the idea that life emerged from hot seafloor vents shortly after planet Earth formed, said Matthew Dodd. Yeah, awesome. The oldest microfossils.
And they've been saying that pretty much since they found those deep sea vents that, you know, they had life that was living off the basically sulfuric gases.
Yes.
That all these deep sea vents were putting out need
yep.
daylight. They had other forms of energy that they were able to absorb. So I think it's this assumption that life had to have, you know, oxygen and has changed to dramatically. And that's these.
Well, what levels of oxygen? Because one of the previous,
well, original life didn't have oxygen. Original life started, you know, oxygen was poisonous when life first.
And then there was other level, developed. Other times when the level, the levels were, and that's what that's probably the one I'm thinking of. It was so, you know, so heavy and so toxic, we would not have survived.
Well, no,
ourselves.
It wasn't even that it was that it was toxic. It was just oxygen itself was,
saturated. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, things oxidized, and that.
Yes.
So
yes.
Any level of oxygen was corrosive to them. Later on, their oxygen levels were so high that insects were able to grow.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Because their method of respiration was relatively ineffective, but with such high levels of oxygen, they were able to still get plenty of oxygen and grow quite large.
So dragonflies the size of cars or something.
They were 3 feet across.
Yeah.
There was a centipede that was like 6 feet long.
Crazy. The stuff in my nightmares I'd sum it up to me. But
those animals wouldn't be alive today though, because the fact is, you know, our atmosphere is a lot different than it was.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what people don't understand is, you know, evolution occurs because the environment changes dramatically over the eons. You know, they it's like, oh, the conditions are the same. Like, no, they're not the same.
And like Ian Malcolm says, you know, dinosaurs had their chance, you know, majors did go away and why would you bring them back? And
they're talking about bringing back the woolly mammoth.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
And even if we could bring back the woolly mammoth, we can't bring back the environmental conditions that basically formed the woolly mammoth. So what would be the point?
What kind of torture are you putting this creature through? Assuming.
And basically, we would be re-engineering an elephant into a woolly mammoth, so it still would be a woolly mammoth.
Well, we just shove some frog
I think it'd be
DNA
cool
in
to
there.
create a veloci chicken. A chicken with a tail and teeth. That'd be kind of cool.
But you know what? All of a sudden, you'd look at your chicken nuggets extremely different because
Oh,
the
yeah.
level of bravery it would take to make that.
Well, I was
Like, what?
I heard I've heard that the chicken that we know today is probably a great descendant of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. So every time you bite
Yeah.
into a chicken,
Yes.
you're eating a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
So the Tyrannosaurus Rex, by extension, tastes like chicken.
Yes.
Okay,
I mean,
I'm just gonna leave this alone.
there were some birds that were. That were monsters. I mean, there was a bird that ate horses. Course, back then the birds were bigger and the horses were smaller, but still.
Well, yeah. Oh, it looks like that guy I was talking about, apparently he didn't get banned because he's still posting crap. So, because I'm just seeing some of this shit right now, so.
Not giving you any more attention.
Yeah, I'm not giving him any attention.
You made him feel
Oh.
bad.
I made
You
yeah,
hurt his
he's
feelings.
posting some really more horrible shit, so.
Yeah, I've had that from a few people. Nobody I've ever felt personally attacked by. Just people who just say crazy shit.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what they say. I mean, there was a couple things that he said that just kind of pissed me off, so I had to respond because it was just really hateful shit. I came across this article for tech. It's not I we're st we still got to find a hot story that, but
Hot news.
yeah. But there's a dark matter has been mapped in record detail by Yale astronomers. Now, for a while, dark matter's been kind of a theory or a hypothesis anyway. That the new
Which
map created, it's in the chat. I put it in the chat window there.
No, I was just saying, which is a hypothesis or a theory?
I for what I for
No,
what I
never mind.
understood, it was a
Sorry,
hypothesis.
sorry.
So it was some people
I'm
called
just
it
messing
was.
with you.
Yeah, I
I'm just messing
know. That's
with you back
right.
there. Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
I've been up since 3 a.m. and then I took like a 45-minute nap, so I'm like not
No,
still
I'm
quite
sorry.
all
Go
here.
ahead. Go ahead
Anyway,
then.
a new map created by Yale researchers showcases the distribution of dark matter in an unprecedented detail. Astronomers created the map using the Hubble Space Telescope Frontier Field's observation of a trio of gravitational lens clusters. The data with these three lensing clusters that we have successfully mapped the granularity of dark matter within the clusters of in exquisite detail. Astrophysicist Parma Navarajan, whatever,
Somebody from India.
somebody from India, said that in the news release, we have mapped all of the clumps of dark matter that the data permits us to detect and have produced the most detailed topological map of the dark matter landscape to date. Researchers published a new map in Journal of Monthly Notices of Royal Astronomy Society, Astronomical Society. Scientists believe the dark matter may hold many secrets to the universe, such as how the universe was born and how galaxies evolve. Unfortunately, dark matter particles don't reflect or absorb light and have yet to be directly observed by scientists. While we now have precise cosmic inventory for the amount of dark matter, you have the exact amount? Oh, that's interesting. And is now and how it is distributed in the universe, the particle itself remains elusive. Wait a minute,
But
how can you have an
how do
article?
you know?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, how do you have a precise cosmic inventory of all the amount of dark matter, but you just say that it remains elusive. I don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. I think someone's smoking something. I think I found your headline there about pathologists. Paleontologists found the world's oldest fossil. It's 3.7 billion to 4.3 billion years old. The microorganism. I almost read that as a microorgasm, which probably would have been better.
I'm just going to walk away from that one.
Oh, now here's something. God. Here we go. This one sounds pretty good, actually. I'm scrolling down here. Let me grab the copy of this link here, and then I'm going to open this in a new tab. This actually looks a lot more interesting of a story. Let me get this chat window here. There we go. There's the next link. This one here, it looks like this one here is super fast computers made from DNA grows as it computes. Scientists have used DNA molecules to create a new super fast computer that is capable of growing as it computes. The research detailed in the Journal of Royal Science Interface is the first to prove the feasibility of non-deterministic universal tungsten Turing machine, or NUNTUM, N-U-T-M. Until now, such a computing entity existed only in theory. Imagine a computer that is searching a maze, comes to choose a point, one path leading left, or the other right. Ross D. King.
One has a lady and one has a tiger.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no. Professor of computer science at the University of Manchester explained a new release. Electronic computers need to choose which path to follow first, but our new computer doesn't need to choose, for it can replicate itself and follow both paths at the same time, thus finding the answer faster. Oh, that's interesting. Unlike
you don't split up the party. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's what the worst thing that happens during the murderous things. There's a killer out for us. What should we do? Let's separate so the killer can get to us slower.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. Unlike electronic computers, which rely on a fixed number of silicon chips, the NUTM-like device utilizes DNA, which can replicate. No ordered operations or communication is necessary in the new computer. The DNA is edited and reprogrammed to replicate and carry out an exponential number of computational paths. Quantum computers and their quantum bits can also generate simultaneous and divergent paths, but they require specific symmetric to function properly, limiting their application and adaptability. Blah, 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 blah. As DNA molecules are very small, a desktop computer could potentially utilize more processors than all the electronic computers in the world combined. Wow. And therefore outperform the world's current fastest supercomputer while consuming a tiny fraction of its energy. Wow. That's kind of actually kind of cool.
Yep.
Somebody put a comment on here. It says, something these guys didn't learn from Star Trek. Never use human DNA or cells for computers. They grow far beyond their original programming.
Elon Musk keeps warning us about.
Yeah. I like this story, to be honest. I'm going to kind of hold on that story there.
So I had one, but I'm not sure what category it would fall under.
Well, let's hear it, Tom.
Disney had its first same-sex kiss.
Disney?
And on a cartoon, of all things. Disney.
Really?
A cartoon.
I'd say that's not an Onion story.
Wait, a cartoon or the newest version of Beauty and the Beast live action?
No, it's a cartoon.
I would say that's not
Disney.
I would say
XD
that's not
cartoon
Daniel.
Just showed its first same-sex kiss.
Oh, awesome! Well, that I don't know. That might be hot news.
It was two guys.
Okay, then it's hot news. Then we'll make that hot news.
And of course, you know, girls kissing. That's
yeah. Everybody, girls, two girls kissing. That's hot. That's incredibly hot. Two guys kissing. For some people, that's hot. For me, that's like, okay, have a ball. Enjoy yourselves. For me, that's
Star versus the Force. Forces of Evil.
What's that?
Star versus the Forces of Evil is the cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Can you drop the link?
Yeah, drop the link in here. You know what?
Yeah, I put it in the news folder.
Oh, you already dropped it. You dropped it in the Dropbox already. I like that story. You know what? Actually, let's make that a hot story. That does sound to me like that's actually more of a hot story. You're right, Connie. That's more of a hot story.
Yeah.
Let's make that hot story then.
Okay. All right. Got it. I shared a tech story. I know we have a lot, but it's on Gizmodo and it's in the chat room here at the Hangout. Okay. It's about PSA about charitable donations through PayPal may never reach your charity.
Oh, really?
I mean, again, we already have several tech stories, so I don't want to bog down the meeting, but
a lawsuit filed. You want to read it, Connie? Yeah. Since you found it?
Yes. Charitable donations through PayPal may never reach your charity of choice. If you've ever donated to a charity through PayPal's fundraising platform, be warned. A lawsuit filed yesterday alleges that money given to PayPal's giving fund may never actually reach the intended recipients. The lawsuit reported by The Guardian claims that PayPal holds onto donations intended for charities that aren't registered with them and doesn't notify the unregistered charities that a donation has been made to them or that they need to create an account in order to receive the money.
Wow.
So this is, this is a lawsuit, so this is pending. I will withdraw that.
No, it's an interesting story. It is an interesting story. Okay.
This is particularly problematic for small organizations. Most of the biggest charities like Red Cross are registered through PayPal and will receive their funds. But for people who use PayPal to direct their money to a small or local nonprofit, exactly the kinds of groups that have the least resources available to deal with administrative headaches like this, this is troubling news. PayPal Giving Fund essentially acts as a middleman for charitable donations. When donors give through the company's fundraising platform, which includes all eBay donations, they go first to the PayPal Giving Fund, a totally separate 501c.
Three.
Those donations are then transferred to the charities once a month. The problem arises when the charity in question isn't registered with PayPal in a giving fund. In that case, PayPal is supposed to contact the charity to let it know that there are donations waiting for it and it needs to register with PayPal if it wants to receive them. The lawsuit claims that there is a general practice. As a general practice, this doesn't happen, noting that PayPal's security filings from 2015 list only 29,000 charities that have actually registered with the funds. Wow. That 2015? Dude.
That was only a couple years ago. Wow. Yeah. What's interesting here is now it says 29,000 charities. It says here on the site that despite the claim on PayPal's fundraising hub that visitors can choose from over a million charities, 29,000 is a far cry from a million.
Yeah, it is.
That's like saying the million woman march was like 29,000 people or 1,000 people. Yeah.
There's a million women out there, but you know this many showed up.
Yeah. That was that. I'm talking about that Christian million mom
yes.
march
yes.
that didn't happen.
Yes.
You know. So.
So.
No, that is interesting.
So.
If nothing else, we've talked about it here. You know. So. Yeah. I was gonna say if you're using PayPal, make sure you're checking out to see if it's going to your charity or not. I mean, contact them. By all means, you know, make sure that they got it.
So, the other one was on Gizmodo, and it was predicting earthquakes for 2017. But again, I'm like, how do you do that?
Well, if you live in Oklahoma, you just go near the nearest fracking facility, and
I guess. Oh, anyway. So yeah, we have several text stories there. So
yeah. Let's see here.
Dark matter, world's oldest microphone.
Actually, I like the micro orgasm one.
Microorganism,
right? Organism, that's what it is. There is one more here that I kind of want to throw here. Maybe this is not an onion one, more than it's a text story, but it's more of maybe not an onion. Hang on, I'll throw this in the sidebar here.
Trump's micro penis.
Yes.
We won't do that to Chris. He doesn't need to make a picture of that.
No. Here we go. Science have a, well, it's penis related, or, you know, vagina related. It depends on where you're at. A scientist have a sneaky way of telling if you've peed in the pool. Pools are giant toilets. Thank you.
I saw this one.
The purple dye that would.
What's that, Tom? Tom?
I said, you said that myth of the purple dye. That if you peed, that would be activated.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I've heard. It says here, every pool contains at least a shot glass full of urine per swimmer, according to a story by Chemical Engineering News from last year. The people around you might not know if you peed, but thanks to artificial sweeteners you eat, scientists know. Science knows. Science always knows. Sure, pee is sterile. Well, not completely, but its chemicals can react with pool water to form called disinfectant byproducts, or DBPs. Some of these chemicals can even be toxic. Well, you're not supposed to be drinking that water, you fools. But
anyone who doesn't think that there's pee in a pool is just deluding themselves. They might as well believe there's a god.
You know what? You should never swim in public rivers and lakes. You know why? Because fish poop in there.
Yes.
But a CNN story reports that we don't know if swimmers are exposed to enough DBPs. I like that. They put the P right at the end. DBPs in the pool to cause health effects. Regardless, it would be nice to know how much pee was in the pool, so more people don't pee in it. According to a recent study, environmental sciences and technology letters, the answers might be artificial sweeteners you eat. In the artificial sweeteners you eat. A team of researchers looked at one of the common sweeteners in particular called, oh, fuck me, acetylframe potassium, or ACE-K. People eat a lot of ACE-K because it shows up in diet sodas, candy, Jell-O. Really? Jell-O? Huh. And plenty of other products, wrote Bill Schillemines, a Duke University professor, emeritus. Okay.
Emeritus, yeah.
I'm not even sure what emeritus is. It sounds like a Jolly Rancher. Emeritus, even better, almost all ACE-K you eat, 95% of it leaves your body in the urine. Zhang Fang Li, professor of Department of Laboratory Medicine and Pathology at the University of Alberta, told Gizmodo, using it for a study makes sense. She said, since it's representative urine and it's not naturally occurring. Well, it says, we can test it. It doesn't say how we're going to stop it from happening there. So.
So we're relying on the pool guy.
Yeah, we're relying on the pool guy.
Whose job it is to look sexy and ab-tastic and you know, to test the water.
Well,
that's science for me.
Yeah, well, it does end up here. It says, as far as peeing in the oceans, that's still fine. The products excreted by humans are very similar to products excreted by fish. So you're sort of adding to the mix, so I wouldn't be worried about that. So pee in the ocean, everybody.
Go swimming.
That's what the chlorine's for.
That's what, yeah.
And the salt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here comes a mineral bath.
Yeah.
Is anybody thinking about that South Park episode where they go to the park?
I was thinking more along the lines of that thing from Caddyshack, actually.
Oh, the Baby Ruth when
The Baby Ruth.
That's poop. That's not pee. But no, okay.
But yeah. It's still waste.
Still lowbrow, very good high comedy moment.
Yes,
if you can have that. Yep, I love it when that woman passes out because Bill Murray picks up.
Well, he picks it up and he smells it. He looks at it and then he smells it.
Like, yep,
I found it. It's okay.
Yep. yep. One of the high points of the movie.
Yeah,
that and the. That and gopher.
Dancing gopher.
That's right. I'm all right.
Nobody worry about me.
First time I saw that movie was in a dollar theater.
Uh-huh.
And halfway through the movie, it stopped. The reel came off or something. And I was like a teenager. I stood up like, oh, there's our dollar's worth. Let's go. I remember a friend of mine wants to go see a movie, and I said, let's go to a matinee because it's cheap. It's $13 for a matinee.
Oh, fuck.
I think matinees up here are still like 6 or 7, but it's still a regular admission. Go ahead, Pat.
This is why I watch shit at home, you know, because... Yeah.
Well, now all the movie theaters have big cushy chairs, and you actually have to reserve your seat. You can't just buy a ticket. You have to choose a seat.
Yes.
Really? Wow. Yeah. I've been gone a long. I haven't been to a movie theater in a long time. Well, you know what? They may have cushy chairs, but I've got a. For my birthday, I bought myself a TV, and I put it up in my room, and so I have the most cushiest chair available. It's my bed. So.
We can find some way to justify these crazy ticket prices.
Yeah.
I told my friend, I'd rather watch it at home anyhow because I like to talk movies.
Right.
And I like to be able to like pause the movie to make my comments.
I find that I almost talk too much. It's like I should really, I keep reminding myself I should probably experience the movie once without disrupting it. And then... the subsequent time I can do, you know, I can do what, if I want to MST it, if I want to review it, but it's interesting how it's changed. It's interesting how it's changed how we view movies. I think, do we want to pick a tech story? Cause we still have religion, not the onion and our Pope on the rope.
Oh, we have a Pope on the rope this week. Yay. All right.
Well, wait,
or is that,
I think we do.
I thought that was,
a tweet of Trump, I don't know.
Trump tweet.
We've had something else. I don't remember what it is, but I could look at
it. I have to look.
World's oldest microform for tech is actually really attractive, I think.
All right, let's go with that one then.
It's way out of my league, but so... we'll do that, I think, if that's okay with everybody.
No, that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine. We can talk about talk about that.
Oh, but is that tech?
Yeah, that's tech.
Yes, that'll be the tech
one. Biology.
You could be on with us on Friday then, Tom?
I believe so.
All right.
And I have a ton of leftovers from religion because I was actually looking at that I wasn't sure if it was a short show this week and talk about the midweek show, but I don't want to dominate everything.
No, that's all right.
Dominate away.
Dominate. Dominate us, Connie.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, right. Okay. somebody to pick from.
I got one for religion here. A new Ohio bill would make it legal for atheists to solemnize wedding ceremonies. I have
sweet.
Does that
make it legal to sodomize them? What?
I was that's what I read it as. Like atheists to sodomize wedding ceremonies. Hey, it says I can sodomize you. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure. What? I'm sorry. I am not.
Just ignore the 666 in my forehead.
Right.
I'm not doing anything right now.
I am. I feel like an grade A idiot because I'm not sure what solemnized means. It means all right. It means the duty perform ceremony, just, especially that of marriage. Oh, okay. All right. It means that the atheist can do it now. I got it. I didn't know this was a problem. I did not realize that I know that here in Wisconsin, I know people that have a ministry, you know, things. You know, you can get that ministry thing online where you can actually, you know, an atheist or anybody else could become do a wedding, you know, say, hey, I'll do your wedding for you. So.
In hell.
In hell.
You thought you were getting your wedding officiated.
Yes.
Inefficient. Inefficient, yes. Not efficient.
That reminds me, all right, this is going to go back a ways. There was this one episode of MASH a number of years ago, and this guy, they caught him. He was pretending to be a doctor or something like that, and one of the things was he pretended to be a priest. And right in one of the lines, he said, well, right now there are 17 couples living in sin. Because they weren't officially married because, you know, because he wasn't really a preacher.
Yeah. Who was that from?
That's from
remember that.
That's from the Friendly Atheist blog. So...
No, that's from like a movie too.
Yeah, probably. I didn't realize that there was problems. I didn't think this was illegal in other places like that. It's just in Ohio apparently. Okay. Because it happened in Indiana and or in Illinois as well. Huh.
Okay, let me drop this little gem here.
Okay.
Let's go to the buckle of the Bible. Well, the buckle of the Bible Belt is probably Oklahoma, but yeah, you understand. North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
A mega church headed by a woman pastor, which is actually kind of radical, but maybe not so much anymore. The whole Word of Faith Church by Pastor Wally, whatever, you know, it's under investigation.
Holy shit, she looks like a monster.
And what gets me about this is that most of the abuse has been leveled on kids. And it has all to do with, you know, yeah, demonic possession and this and that.
Wow.
And shaking babies and beating kids and even sexual abuse against young teen boys. I went to their website and they're saying that they're being persecuted.
Of course.
No, of course. Yeah. So.
I like this one. I like this story. I like this story right off the bat because the fact, one of the reasons why I can particularly like this one is because the fact is that usually when we talk about stories like this, it's usually it's a male guy that's doing this, and not a woman.
Right. Yeah, she was a math teacher, and I don't know what her husband did, but they started this church, and it's basically, well, of course, Christians, they call it a cult, but they have their own compound, and they're very separatist from everything else.
That reminds me, I heard about the story, let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can find this story here. Now this story might be a little old, but I think it'd be a good second story for this here. It's a couple weeks. It's more than a couple weeks old, but I think it's still something we should probably still talk about here. At least if we're going to talk about it anywhere, we should at least talk about it here.
Okay.
Hang on a second. Let me get the link. Your story there reminded me of. I like that story. Let's keep that. Let's hold on to that one for right now. Church in Alabama wants its own police force. This is from back in February 17th. A request for Birmingham Church to establish its own police force had advanced through the Public Safety Committee of the Alabama Legislature. Some lawmakers are concerned with what they call a potentially dangerous precedent. A Briarwood Presbyterian Church requested to establish its own police department in order to create a safer campus in Fallen World. Like, that won't ever go wrong. This is to me, this smells like, you know, the whole religious police that are over in Muslim countries. You got the morality police walking around.
Well, this is, are you looking up a Theos?
Yeah, no, it's at rt.com. I put the link in the side chat room there.
Okay, no, I also have it on. I just noticing that Patheos has it, WorldNet Daily has it. I mean, a bunch of people are carrying it, different flavors of it. My God.
Yeah. You know, even though it's a little old, this is something that's very unusual. I think it's something we should actually talk about, to be honest.
Well, yeah. No, that works for me. I don't understand how this would even work. Are you talking about, like, you know, your own ushers that are... Do they want to be deputized?
I don't know. Police enforcement.
They want their own.
It's not unusual for some universities to operate its own police force. It would be the first case of a church in Alabama granting permission by the legislature to do the same. They told the the media the police department would basically consist of one officer who is currently working for the church part time to provide security. If you need security in your church, then that's just proof you don't have a God.
This is weird.
Uh-huh. They will conduct their own investigations. They will conduct their own security. They will make their own arrests. Instead of calling on local law enforcement agencies to take over a particular situation they're trying to control, they will do that themselves, and we'll all utilize from their law enforcement agencies is a lockup facility. So they're going to have their own jails.
What the? I almost wish this was okay, let's talk. This is really weird. I don't know that it's that much to unpack, but oh my gosh. This is really weird.
This is like somebody posted on this. We are not having Sharia law in our great country. Oh, sorry. I keep getting my religions mixed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not far from that. This is not a far from fall from this.
No, I like this one.
I do too. I know it's a little old, but you know what? This is something that I think we should talk about, to be honest. I like this. Like this as a top story for.
Generally we're only doing one story for each thing, I thought. But
for the religion story, I want to do two this week because we ran out. We were actually short on time because when Tom and I did it the other day, or when was it you and I, Connie, when the internet kept dropping out. After I got it done, edited and cleaned up, it was barely over 30 minutes long.
Okay, but I'm sorry. Do you want, which one do you want as the first? You want this one as the
I want
first
this one,
and
the first one.
the other one as the second?
Yeah. I want this
Okay,
one as the top.
first.
Yeah, I want this as the first one. Which one was going to be the second one? The church that's
Christian.
like, which one?
Well, the only two we have right now, I think, are the North Carolina Word of Faith, one that I suggested, and this one.
Okay.
Did you have one, Tom?
No.
No. Honestly, these are the strongest one I think I ones I think I have.
Okay.
So,
Let's use those then.
okay. Not the onion.
Tom, did you drop that the Disney kiss in the chat room in the Dropbox then?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that one for our top story then.
As well
Wait,
as the
wait.
YouTube video of it, marking which the timestamps of when the guys are kissing and when there's girls kissing.
Okay. I'm not seeing it. I'm looking in the news folder. I'm not seeing it here. Where did you drop it
Should
in there?
be.
Because I don't see it in I don't see it in the hot news folder for the launch for the news show.
Oh, well, I just put them in the news folder.
Where in the news folder? Just anywhere in the news folder? Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah, no, all right. This is getting out of. All right, we put these in a folder.
I don't know where you want them, so I just put them in there so you can find them, and you put them where.
Oh, okay.
Because
Yeah.
there's too many folders. I don't need.
All right, then I'll move it up into the hot news folder. That's where it's supposed to go there. Oh, that's the link. That's actually just a link. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I
I've
see.
moved it to the
Okay.
I've moved it to the right, the correct folder now.
Right. Not the
What is this thing? A
onion.
climate change? Oh, the climate change. That's the unfreezing the doorway to hell. What was that
Yes.
one? Okay, I remember us talking
Oh,
about that.
that's for the midweek.
Oh, that's for the oh, that was for the
So,
midweek show. Okay,
which
got it.
doesn't have a folder yet. Right.
Actually, it does. Right at the top, way at the top there. It says midweek show.
No, I know. I'm saying this week doesn't have its own folder.
Oh yeah, no, probably not. No,
Yet.
whoops.
So that's what I meant. And actually last week I think I'm the only one who has a story in the folder for that.
Right.
But I created the folder for it
Okay.
earlier today. But okay. As far as not the onion, I think I have one. Gosh, I'm trying to think. I'm looking here. I'm just trying to help.
While you're looking, I gotta pull up the next pope. I think that's Pope number five.
Oh wait. All right. Oh, Pope number five.
Yeah.
Five. Oh wait, that's what it is. Ah, I see. I only had. Dang it. Where'd it go? There we go. Oh, I was just opening up the HuffPo today to Weird News. That's what it
Right.
was. Because I hadn't actually researched anything, but there's a bunch. Let me just copy this here. I don't know if Tom has that. If you go to HuffPo, Tom, here we go. Oh, pardon me. I'm sorry. All right.
Let's see here.
And actually, I need a very small hall pass, but I
Sure,
have
I
my
gotta try
headphones
to
on.
find the I had these I had that linked somewhere on my page here. One of my I can't find it now for some reason. Let's see here. How's your day been there, Tom?
In the house all day. I got a bucket of water. I'm waiting to get back to finish my floors.
Oh, that's right. You're still waxing or cleaning or something there? You still cleaning? What are you doing?
I'm always cleaning. I'm still cleaning after my wife, much less my daughter.
Oh. Well, you
talking about last time when I was cleaning my carpeting?
Uh-huh.
Are you talking about last time when I was cleaning my carpeting?
Yeah, yeah.
It turned into a whole day event?
Yeah.
No, this is just the kitchen floor.
Oh, well, I have carpet in mine now, so you can come do mine if you want to.
Amazing at the amount of dirt that my daughter's able to inflict on the floor.
Yeah.
And an area rug underneath my dining table. Because because my wife and daughter never cleaned up anything when they spilled things. I had carpeting in there. So I had to tear out the carpeting because it was getting so disgusting. Just to get crumbs underneath the area rug. I don't know how. I'm like, how is it getting under there? And not like little crumbs that might have made it through the carpet. Like big crumbs, like pieces of bread. How? What? How?
No. Oh.
I need something where I can just take it outside and hose the thing off.
I'm a too far north to do something like that. If I did something like that, it would be frozen in a heartbeat.
Well, I can't do it now, man. I have to wait till the summer.
Right.
Oh, you just have to vacuum all the crumbs underneath the carpet. I mean, it's like a cartoon joke. It's like, does she lift up the carpeting and sweep up, sweep everything underneath it?
Yeah, if you find a bowling ball underneath there, Tom, you'll have your answer.
To what you happened to? Oh my goodness.
I'm trying to get to the pictures on this page here.
To know your popes? What?
Yeah, to know your popes. I'm trying to get to the picture here. I can never find it when I want it. You know what? I'm not even following these guys. I should follow. Like their page.
Well, okay, you want number 5, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to find number 5.
Ah, some guy who kind of looks like Christopher Lee. Benedict the Ninth.
Can you link me to the picture? Can you drop the link to the picture in the Dropbox? Or not Dropbox, in the side chat window there so I can find it, please?
Well, shoot. You have to scroll down, but I will.
Oh, that's fine.
I will go ahead and send it.
That's fine.
Yeah, got it. All right. And the other link that I sent previously was the HuffPo, which has a couple of funny headline things. So Pope number 5 is Benedict the Ninth, 1032 to 48. Continually shocked even his most hardened cardinals by debauching young boys. Lateran Palace. Repenting of his sins. Mea culpa, right? He actually abdicated to a monastery, only to change his mind and seize office once again, because there were no boys there, right? I guess. He was wretch who feasted on immorality, sorry, a demon from hell in the disguise of a priest.
This guy looks like he's like a candy short of a candy bar. All right.
Well, the candy man can, I guess.
Yeah. He's a candy man short of a candy van.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't even know what that means, but it doesn't sound good.
Pope Benedict the Ninth.
Yeah, Pope Benedict the Ninth. Wow.
That's better than Pope Benedict the Dick Darnold.
Yeah, Pope. I think Ronald McDonald would have been a better priest, to be honest. That's saying something.
That might be the next one. You know, they've already instilled his.
Right, he'll be
sauce, right?
And then just one sauce? Small step. Next pope.
What was that time you went for a small step and you went all spaghettified? What'd you say?
I said they've already put his room there.
Uh-huh.
It's just one small step to have McDonald as the Pope.
Oh yeah.
He's already there.
Yeah. You said that in the there was a McDonald's there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I got to pull the picture then. So, all right, then I think we've got everything. Do we have everything then?
No, we don't have not the onion.
Oh, not the onion. We haven't eaten onion. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I already posted the HuffPo.
Right.
In the chat window here.
Okay.
Weird news.
Bizarre
fireball UFO was just an airplane. Probably. And there's the whole thing about finding pee in your swimming pool.
Which I covered.
Yep.
I heard about the other one, about the video of the giraffe that was about to give birth, was removed for nudity and sexual content. Did you guys hear about that one? Yeah, a bunch of animal activists or something got online, and they just, like, this giraffe is, it takes days. They don't show like they're in distress or anything, and then just boop, pop out this 100-pound baby, and then within an hour, it's up walking around.
Which is true of most four-legged animals.
Yeah.
They gotta get going before they get eaten.
Yep.
Let's see here.
Guy makes incredible name tags revealing shelter cat's secrets opinions. It has cats in it.
Real couples reveal what they say in bed when they're talking dirty. Did you do the laundry? Yes, I did the laundry.
That reminds me, I still got to do the laundry.
Accused drunk driver does cartwheels during sobriety test. Hilarity ensues. Yeah, hilarity ensues.
Or infalls.
Infalls. Hilarity infalls.
Yeah, that, yeah, potato potato. Actually, that might be.
That's a pretty good one. No stretches. Say this.
Yeah, I guess the one underneath it might be two. I don't know how many we have tonight, so.
Let's do two. Let's do two. And it was all caught on camera.
A musician accused of getting on stage enema. Jeez, my God. Okay. Back to the drunk driver doing cartwheels.
All right. Hold on a second. Hold on. No, stop. Shh. Go away. The video started playing. Try to close it out before.
Me too. I just muted it. And the commercial started playing. Pardon me. It is no stretch say that a field sobriety test is not the best place to show off your gymnastic skills. I don't know.
I can't
achieve that level of flexibility again. If it takes being drunk to do it, that might be quite impressive, I would think. I don't know.
Because if you could do a cartwheel, obviously you're not drunk.
I can't do the splits. I've never been able to do the splits. I can now. Well, whatever I'm doing now, that works.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. Let's hold on to that. I'm not going to unpack that here because it's too funny to mention here. This is.
Well,
nice.
It's a video. It's a video though.
It's a GIF actually. It's a GIF video actually. And there's a video, of course. There's a video and there's a GIF video. There's two there.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's both.
But it's not Florida. Damn it.
Wow. What the hell? Musician accused of getting onstage enema?
That's the other one. I'm like, wait, what?
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Hey, don't anybody look over here. I'm going to pull down my pants. I'm going to have a tube shoved up my ass.
Ooh, but it's Houston, Texas.
It was a, oh fuck. Okay, all right. There's probably another video here. It's gonna open up on me here. Oh, oh, what you?
The scatologist scandal. God.
This
I
is...
bet that the author never thought he'd write those words. And
those are two words I thought nobody probably would ever speak.
Nope.
Wow.
And new tonight.
Shh. Quiet. One of the bands scheduled to perform was to perform Sonic Rabbit Hole, a two-piece noise rock act that includes elements of. Well, there was a rabbit hole there. Decided an onstage enema would be a perfect statement against the venue where they've had issued in the past. Oh, they've had issues with this particular place in the past. Okay, this guy claims that he he claims he took a bag of filled with the protein shake, pulled down his pants, and with the help of his bandmate, administered it into the nether regions. Ding, 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 ding.
Time to go.
Ew.
All right.
Need me for anything else?
No.
Do we have our stories?
Yeah, we all. I think. Let's. We'll do the enema one because this is just too funny. This is the second story.
Okay, is it just one?
No.
Okay,
two.
Enema's number two.
Yeah, enema's number two, and the drunk cartwheels is the number one on that. So.
Got it.
All right.
Okay. All right.
All right. We got our Pope. I think we got everything. Have a good night, Tom.
Okay. See you Friday.
See you on Friday.
Good night.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to us ramble on. And I just want to let everybody know that a couple weeks ago, a couple of the episodes, there was a little bit of a problem with the server. And with one of them, there was a problem with the date, the information on it. So I deleted the file. I thought I had uploaded the track back to it once I corrected it, but apparently I didn't. So, yeah, that didn't download properly. And then the following one, it was a midweek show. For some reason, I didn't link it, or I forgot to upload it completely. So there was that problem. I thought I had uploaded it, but apparently I didn't. So if you're following us on iTunes and you have empty spaces where there were episodes for whatever reason, you can go back and you should be able to download those now. Just refresh your iTunes or whatever, and it should be there now. So I do apologize. That's a little bit of failing on my part. And a new episode of the Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe podcast will be dropping tomorrow at 7 a.m. So look forward to that. Because everybody needs more Bible readings from us in their life.
Everybody says that they read it, but we know they don't.
Yeah. We're actually reading it. We're not just picking and choosing the bits and pieces that we like. We're actually reading it from every word that we can. Every word that makes fucking a sense, which is not much, but we're reading it. And while you're out there, and if you'd like the show, donate to our Patreon at patreon.com/PackardPokesAt. And if you would like to get a donation to me a little quicker, which would be helpful, go to Packard's Payday on GoFundMe, and you could donate $1
yep.
or more or whatever. And that would really help me out a lot, help me keep my lights on and everything like that, because this is the time of the year where all my money is all crunchy, crunchy. So,
yeah, a recurring, you could have it set up to be taken out every month, or a one-time donation,
mm-hmm.
however that works for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
That works. works best.
So donate $1 or $1,000 or $10,000 or $1,000,000. $1,000,000, you know. If you don't want me, if you, as Eric, kind of, this is before your time. We had a co-host on here. His name was Eric. For our older listeners who've been with us for a while, they know who Eric is. And he would make this joke, said, if you want us to shut up, you send us $1,000,000. And we'll shut up. So you send me $1,000,000, and I'll go away for a whole. I'll go away for a year.
Hey, wait. How about this? How about we donate? I don't know how much Trump needs for him to go away forever.
That would be.
I don't think
there's enough money in the universe, at least on this planet, to do, make that happen.
Or to quote Napoleon in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, merit.
Yeah. Well, you know, the problem is if you give him that kind of money, he's just going to say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to come back anyway. So you're screwed.
Well, okay. I can't say that on public access. That's fine. I'm just considering our options. Yeah.
All righty. Okay. All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll be on Friday. So we'll see you then. Good night, everybody.
Good night.